Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 17th, 2026. I'm your morning AI briefing, and today the headline is simple. SpaceX just went shopping, with AI as the receipt. Let's start with the biggest deal of the week. SpaceX has officially agreed to acquire Cursor, the AI coding startup, for $60 billion in stock. That's less than 5 days after SpaceX's historic IPO, already called the biggest in history. Cursor was already a rocket ship on its own, raising $2.3 billion in late 2025 at a valuation near $29 billion. Now it's headed into the SpaceX orbit, with the deal expected to close in Q3. The logic is clear. SpaceX's AI division, rebuilt around Elon Musk's xAI after a rocky restructuring, needed a credible AI product fast. Cursor, which powers millions of developers with AI-assisted coding, fills that gap. Whether Cursor's culture survives inside the Musk machine is another question entirely. Now, while SpaceX is buying an AI company, the DOJ is defending one. The Department of Justice filed a brief citing with xAI in an NDACP lawsuit over 57 unpermitted natural gas turbines running at xAI's Memphis data centers. The DOJ's argument? Shutting down those turbines would undermine, quote, American national economic and energy security. They even cited Grok as one of four AI models supporting mission-critical military operations. The NAACP says the surrounding neighborhood, already one of the most polluted in the country, has seen measurable increases in PM2.5, formaldehyde, and nitrogen oxide since the data centers went live. This is a direct collision between AI infrastructure ambition and environmental justice, and the federal government has now picked a side. Meanwhile, Anthropic is having the kind of month that other companies dream about, even with the Trump administration actively working against it. The White House sent a letter last Friday invoking export controls to force Anthropic to pull its latest models, Fable 5 and the more powerful Mythos, off the market entirely. The stated concern, Fable 5's guardrails were too easy to bypass, potentially exposing Mythos's elite cybersecurity capabilities. This is the second time the Trump administration has targeted Anthropic. Back in March, they labeled it a supply chain risk. But here's the twist. Data from business spend platform Ramp shows Anthropic actually surpassed OpenAI in business market share last month for the first time ever, hitting 41% of AI subscriptions among tracked companies versus OpenAI's 39.5%. Ramp's lead economist put it bluntly, there's a lot of aura that comes with your model specifically being named too dangerous to use. The controversy is apparently Anthropic's best marketing campaign yet. On the robotics front, a French startup called Genesis AI debuted its robot Eno this morning. Backed by former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, Genesis is making a provocative claim. Humanoid robots don't need to look human. Eno doesn't have a traditional head or legs. It sits on a wheeled base and folds down like a deck chair. The key design choice is its hands, which are built to exactly match human hand mechanics, so it can use tools and objects already built for people. Genesis plans to start targeted deployments by end of 2026 in manufacturing, labs, and logistics, with hospitals and hotels to follow. On the consumer side, Google launched Android 17 yesterday with expanded Gemini features and new multitasking tools baked throughout the OS. An AI note-taker, startup Plaid, quietly crossed a milestone. 2 million devices shipped and over $100 million in annualized software revenue. A rare hardware plus software success story in the AI gadget space. Finally, a new survey found that 60% of U.S. consumers now say seeing the word AI in a brand's marketing is actually a turnoff. That's a meaningful signal for companies still slapping the label on everything. Today's business idea, an AI policy compliance monitoring service for enterprises. As governments throw model bans, export controls, and supply chain flags at AI labs with increasing speed, mid-market companies using AI tools are flying blind on what they're actually allowed to run. a SaaS product that maps enterprise AI stack to real-time regulatory actions, alerting teams when a tool they rely on gets flagged, could be the compliance layer the market urgently needs. With Anthropic just forced off shelves overnight, the demand signal is live right now. That's your morning AI for June 17th. Stay sharp, move fast, and we'll see you tomorrow.